USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is very pleased about the monthly jobs report.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans.
The economy adding 531,000 jobs in October, unemployment dropping to 4.6% last month. This as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to get President Biden's Build Back Better agenda across the finish line on Friday with a vote in the House. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is no fan of the social spending bill that they're trying to push over the finish line.
The vote today is rushed and irresponsible.
McCarthy saying the bill will harm the American people and ripping Democrats for trying to pass the social spending bill.
And all today, they want to rush through a bill that will cost $4 trillion and bring more harm and damage.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America is saying a formal goodbye to the late Colin Powell. President Biden and former Presidents Bush and Obama joining the Powell family and hundreds of invited guests for today's funeral service at the Washington National Cathedral. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is speaking out after testing positive for COVID. That was following a controversy this week regarding his vaccination status. Speaking to the Pat McAfee show, Rodgers explained his allergy prevented him from getting the shots offered by Pfizer and Moderna. That left only the single-dose J&J vaccine, but Rodgers noted it wasn't possible after it got pulled earlier this year due to a clotting issue. Rodgers says he never lied and the NFL was kept in the loop.
The league was fully aware of it. Upon my return, it was at that point that I petitioned them to accept my immunization status as under their vaccination protocol.
USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Russian analyst who was the source for the Steele dossier is arrested. With more on the story, we hear from Wes Pry in the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
As the now-debunked Steele dossier was used by American officials to spy on a Republican presidential campaign, another arrest is starting to put the pieces together. Igor Deshenko was arrested on 5 counts of lying to the FBI on Thursday. A Hillary Clinton lawyer, Michael Sussman, was arrested on similar charges in September. So will this lead directly to Hillary Clinton? Former federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox News Thursday believes it will.
This indictment is the one that finally puts into place, components of this conspiracy that were only speculation. The fact that this is rooted deeply in two operatives that were coming together and trying to assist each other in coming up with a file that they could use to take down a candidate and then eventually a president was so deeply rooted in the Clinton campaign.
A California mother is accusing Southwest Airlines of racial profiling. The woman says she and her 10-year-old daughter were questioned by police at Denver International Airport last month. The mother is white and the daughter is black. The pair was stopped on the jetway by police after an airline employee expressed concerns that the child might be a victim of human trafficking. Southwest says it plans to contact the customer directly. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.